Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's that time of the week where we look at the headlines involving China over the last few days.
You can't say China without saying United States, right?
And true.
The tensions that have been growing. So the latest being, according to U.S. officials, Chinese officials have told the Trump administration that security officers in China might detain American citizens if the Justice Department proceeds with prosecutions over arrested scholars who are members of the Chinese military. But what are the chances that China will actually do this?
Yeah, big good question. Over the weekend, meanwhile, China has passed a new law restricting sensitive exports to protect national security. This allows Beijing to reciprocate against the United States as tensions mount between the sides over trade and technology. So the question is, what kind of reciprocal measures should we expect from China? And will this new law further affect their relationship with the U.S.?
And you know, even though you've got all this ongoing tension between the U.S. and China, China reported that their economy grew by 4.9% in the third quarter compared with a year earlier, accelerating from growth of 3.2% growth in the second quarter. Wow. So does this mean that China is over the whole impact of COVID-19?
That's a very good question. Let's get some analysis of those headlines we have on the line. Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei.
Dawn, good morning. Let's start off with the Wall Street Journal over the weekend reporting that Beijing had warned Washington that it may detain Americans in China. That, of course, in retaliation for the U.S. prosecuting Chinese scientists for hiding their affiliation with the Chinese military.
So, Dawn, what's the likelihood of China carrying out this threat? And how are Americans in China actually taking this news?
Hi, good morning. Well, the Chinese government yesterday denied that foreigners face arbitrary detention in China and instead said the U.S. was guilty of outright political repression. The U.S. had charged several Chinese academics who were doing research at U.S. universities for not declaring their ties to the People's Liberation Army, and the prosecutions have ignited hostility between the two countries. If you remember, the U.S. also ordered the Chinese consulate in Houston shut in July for being allegedly involved in stealing intellectual property, and China followed suit by closing the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. then issued a travel advisory warning Americans of traveling to China, saying it could use arbitrary detention and exit bans against U.S. citizens. Needless to say, Americans I've spoken to here are on edge and nervous about being used as a hostage in this political brinkmanship. They point to the detention of the two Canadians, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, who were arrested and charged with spying after Canada detained Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou. So if you believe those arrests were politically motivated and done in retaliation, then there is the possibility of a similar thing happening to Americans as well.
Gosh, it's high drama for sure, isn't it? Well, Dawn, China showed yet more positive signs in its economic recovery. With the release of its latest GDP figures yesterday, it certainly looks like a V-shaped recovery. It grew 4.9% in July to September from a year earlier.
So what is driving this growth then? And does it mean that China has pretty much overcome the impact of the COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, analysts have been projecting something like at least 5% or even 5.5% instead. So this GDP figure is actually a little lower than expected for this quarter. The good news is there has been an upturn in retail sales and industrial production. So it looks like domestic consumption is quite positive as the Chinese are spending their money at home rather than overseas since they're unable to travel. Retail sales jumped 3.3% year-on-year in September from 0.5% in August, so that's quite a significant increase. Property investment also grew 12% in September from a year before, so that points to the substantial support that it is providing to the Chinese economy. And industrial production was 6.9% in September, up from 5.6% in August, mostly driven by the tech industry. But China's economic recovery is also dependent on the pandemic, especially in the US and Europe. If the situation in those regions worsen, or if they return to a lockdown, that will impact consumer spending, which would in turn affect the Chinese economy.
Good point. We're speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, final question, and it's about China passing that new law restricting sensitive exports to protect national security. So this allows Beijing to reciprocate against the U.S., tensions, of course, mounting between the sides over trade and technology.
And under the law, Dawn, China can take reciprocal measures, right, towards countries or regions that abuse export controls and threaten its national security and interests. So why did China resort to coming up with the law in the first place? And what kind of reciprocal measures are we looking at here? Will the passing of this law create more tension between China and the United States?
The new law looks to be targeting the U.S., which has over the past few months been sanctioning Chinese companies such as Huawei, ByteDance, the owner of the video sharing app TikTok, and also Tencent, which owns WeChat, and also restricted exports to China's biggest chip maker, SMIC, or Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corp. The U.S. has said it was blocking these companies because they pose a national security threat. This new law in China allows it to retaliate against these moves by the U.S. and restricts exports of controlled items such as military and nuclear products, but also civilian products and data and Chinese technology from being exported. So this could have possible implications on ByteDance's sale of TikTok to U.S. company Oracle.
All right, we've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Don, thanks a lot. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.